Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled, The Overcomer. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Timothy 1:18 19. I put this charge before you, Timothy, my child, in keeping with the prophecies once spoken about you, in order that with such encouragement you may fight the good fight. To do this, you must hold firmly to faith and a good conscience, which some have rejected, and so have suffered shipwreck in regard to the faith. I have just read from the New English Translation. Apart from being physically fit and having the right weapons, battle formations, and tactics, every serious military unit understands the power of morale. If the soldiers are depressed and discouraged, they may lose the battle, even if they have the best weapons and skills. Today's scripture shows us that prophecies provide encouragement, and with this encouragement, we are to fight the good fight. There may be specific prophecies you've received concerning your life. These should be remembered and used as weapons in spiritual warfare, because prophecies are the word of God, and we know that the word of God is the sword of the Spirit. There are also general prophecies about us in Scripture. Meditating on God's word until His promises and prophecies become personal to you is just as powerful as remembering specific prophecies spoken over your life. But notice from today's Scripture that to fight the good fight, you must hold firmly to both faith and a good conscience. Those whose consciences are defiled lose the morale for spiritual warfare and victory. A defiled conscience punctures and erodes faith, and without faith, we cannot overcome, because the victory that overcomes the world is our faith. 1 John 5:4. Go into today remembering that life in this present world is an opportunity for you to be an overcomer. This means there is warfare, and the only way to continue overcoming is by holding on to faith and a good conscience. Prayer. Ask the Lord to help you avoid anything that defiles your conscience. If you have not yet accepted Christ as your Lord, but wish to be saved, let's pray this prayer together. Hand over the ownership and government of your life to Christ today by confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. You can say this prayer. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge today that I am a sinner. I ask you to save me and give me your Spirit. I confess that you are Lord, and I believe that you died for me and resurrected on the third day for my salvation. Thank you, Father, for receiving me into your glorious family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalms 108 to 110. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Psalms 108 to 110.
Psalm 108, a psalm of David.
My heart, O God, is steadfast. I will sing and make music with all my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, Lord. Among the nations, I will sing of you among the peoples, for great is your love, higher than the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God. Above the heavens, let your glory be over all the earth. Save us and help us with your right hand, that those you love may be delivered. God has spoken from his sanctuary.
In triumph, I will parcel out Shechem and measure off the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim is my helmet, Judah is my scepter, Moab is my washbasin. On Edom, I toss my sandal. Over Philistia, I shout in triumph.
Who will bring me to the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, God? You who have rejected us and no longer go out with our armies? Give us aid against the enemy, for human help is worthless. With God, we will gain the victory, and he will trample down our enemies.
Psalm 109. For the director of music of David, a psalm.
My God, whom I praise, do not remain silent, For people who are wicked and deceitful have opened their mouths against me. They have spoken against me with lying tongues. With words of hatred they surround me. They attack me without cause. In return for my friendship, they accuse me. But I am a man of prayer. They repay me evil for good and hatred for my friendship. Appoint someone evil to oppose my enemy. Let an accuser stand at his right hand. When he is tried, let him be found guilty. And may his prayers condemn him. May his days be few. May another take his place of leadership. May his children be fatherless and his wife a widow. May his children be wandering beggars. May they be driven from their ruined homes. May a creditor seize all he has. May strangers plunder the fruits of his labor. May no one extend kindness to him or take pity on his fatherless children. May his descendants be cut off, their names blotted out from the next generation. May the iniquity of his fathers be remembered before the Lord. May the sin of his mother never be blotted out. May their sins always remain before the Lord, that he may blot out their name from the earth. For he never thought of doing a kindness, but hounded to death the poor and the needy and the brokenhearted. He loved to pronounce a curse. May it come on him. He found no pleasure in blessing. May it be far from him. He wore cursing as his garment. It entered into his body like water, into his bones like oil. May it be like a cloak wrapped about him, like a belt tied forever around him. May this be the Lord's payment to my accusers, to those who speak evil of me. But you, sovereign Lord, help me for your name's sake. Out of the goodness of your love, deliver me. For I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. I fade away like an evening shadow. I am shaken off like a locust. My knees give way from fasting. My body is thin and gaunt. I am an object of scorn to my accusers. When they see me, they shake their heads. Help me, Lord. My God, save me. According to your unfailing love, let them know that it is your hand, that you, Lord, have done it. While they curse, may you bless. May those who attack me be put to shame. But may your servant rejoice. May my accusers be clothed with disgrace and wrapped in shame as in a cloak. With my mouth, I will greatly extol the Lord in the great throng of worshipers. I will praise him, for he stands at the right hand of the needy to save their lives from those who would condemn them.
Psalm 110 of David, a song.
The Lord says to my Lord,
sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.
The Lord will extend your mighty scepter from Zion, saying,
rule in the midst of your enemies.
Your troops will be willing on your day of battle, arrayed in holy splendor. Your young men will come to you like dew from the morning's womb. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind.
You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek.
The Lord is at your right hand. He will crush kings on the day of his wrath. He will judge the nations, heaping up the dead and crushing the rulers of the whole earth. He will drink from a brook along the way, and so he will lift up his head.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.